one foul. Michael Gould with one foul. Taylor Gould, number 13, with one foul. And Brennan Larson, number 15, with one foul. So overall, no one really in any foul trouble on the Eagles side of the ball. Pretty good play so far. As far as fouls go, on the Sandpoint side of the ball, number one, Jeremy McBoshin with two fouls. Number three, Mangana with one foul. Number four is Gocho with one foul. And that's about it on the Eagles side of the ball. But overall, nobody really had any major foul trouble. Should be a pretty good second half. A very close game thus far. The league has been going back and forth. Some really clutch moments from each team. Yesterday, both of these teams were involved in some very close games. Our first game of the day, yesterday on Friday, New Haven faced off against King Cove. That game was close in the first half. King Cove managed to go on and create a pretty decisive victory over New Haven, eliminating them from the tournament. They advanced in the consolation bracket where they faced Bristol Bay last night at 6:30. A very close game there, decided by 1 point. So yesterday, Bristol Bay had a chance to win the game, as in the last second, number 14 for Bristol Bay, Julian Prepon, was fouled with no time remaining, headed to the free throw line, but missed both of his free throws. Not able to get Bristol Bay the victory, so King Cove would advance to this consolation bracket championship game. Sandpoint faced the number one ranked Manicotic in what was also an incredibly close game. Manicotic barely able to squeak that one out. They punched their tickets in the state tournament. So with that loss last night, Sandpoint has now fallen to the consolation bracket where they're going against King Cove. Coming into this tournament, Sandpoint seated at the number two, King Cove at the number three. As I mentioned earlier, both of these teams have faced off a number of times this season and have been pretty evenly matched as far as I've heard. So this should be, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the 10th time these teams have faced off. So both of these teams have experienced fighting each other, know what to look for, know sort of what the defense is going to give them, know what offenses they're going to run. This is no unfamiliar territory for either of these teams. 5 minutes and 30 seconds remain at halftime here. Both teams just sitting on their bench, relaxing, trying to keep their heads in the game.
Ed Savine, Carl and Pearl Butler, Cowboy Copas, Lester Flatt, String Bean, Jimmy Gately, Mel Street, Jim Reeves, and Patsy Cline.
I saw all the stars in country music heaven. Oh, what a star-studded night.
And then I asked him who else he expected within the next, oh, say, 100 years. Jimmy handed me a large book covered with stardust. He called it the Big Tally Book. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Roy Acuff, Minnie Pearl, Eddie Arnold, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Randy Travis, Garth Brooks, Reba McEntire, Whisperin' Bill Anderson. Whisperin' Bill Anderson. Oh, and that's when I woke up, and I'm sorry that I did.
'Cause I dreamed I was there in country music heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight.
Sorry, 1A state tournament. Standpoint now. Deal with the chance to make it to state, but they're going to go against King Cole here. But a very close game against Bristol Bay, managed to win that game by 1 point to get to the second place game championship. So, right now, players and officials, they're on the court. We're going to listen in as we have some player and coach introductions here. So our guest for today, King Cove, on the home bench standpoint. King Cove wearing black, standpoint white.
Gonna get to her in stereo. She's gonna feel it deep inside her soul. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. I'm gonna get to her in stereo. She's gonna feel it deep inside her soul.
Trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see it feels right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore? It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore? It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. But still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true. Don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. Cause still you wonder who's cheating.
She was crying and I was lonely. And a band was playing some old love song. Someone had hurt her, and someone had left me, and we both needed something to hold on to.
Who knows tomorrow
it all might end, but tonight I love my friend. Love my friend, and we'll make it, maybe, just maybe.
And even though we're gonna share a night in each other's arms,
I'll treat her like a lady, and I'll call her baby. Cause I love my friend, and we'll make it, just maybe.
Tomorrow when we start another day and we've been all the way,
I'll still treat her like a lady, still call her baby. Cause I love my friend and we'll make it, maybe.
And looks like Jeremy McGlashan foul there on that rebound attempt. He's got three fouls. So King Cove has the ball, bringing it the other way. They've got a 2-point lead right now, 41-43. And Michael Gould driving inside, trying to get a shot there, but missed his layup. Sandpoy has the ball, bringing it the other way. Cross court pass to Gunderson. Gunderson to Kalugin in the corner. And Kalugin's fouled on the ground. A blocking foul there. Called on number one, Logan Iapana. So Sandpoint is going to take possession under their own basket. Sandpoint with four. Three team fouls. Pinkov with four. So one more and we'll be in the bonus. Sandpoint has the ball. Viscocho up top. Passing to Gunderson on the right side. Gunderson back to Viscocho. Viscocho back to Gunderson. Gunderson to Jeremy McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Gunderson. Gunderson driving inside. Trying to get Kalugin there, who is wide open on the block, but pass is a little off target. Going to be deflected out of bounds. Sandpoint ball under their hoop. Viscocho has it in the corner. Passing it around the perimeter. McLaughlin taking it inside. He loses the ball. King Cove, fast break right here. Going the other way. Michael Gould. One up. Couldn't get the fast break bucket. Sandpoint going the other way. Peter McLaughlin, step back three. And the refs are going to call that step back a travel. So it took one too many step there on the step back. Number 15, Brennan Larson bringing the ball up the court for the T-Jacks. Larson going right. Pass to Michael Gould. Deep three from Gould is good. Michael Gould continuing his streak tonight. Sandpoint has the ball. Scores 41-46. Rowdy Chirp has it. Pass to Kalugin. Pass out to Gunderson. Gunderson three-point attempt is good. Tyler Gunderson, the Sandpoint Eagles, making this a two-point game, 44-46. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Wilson driving inside. Back out to Michael Gould. Gould has the ball, motioning for his players to get moving on offense here. Gould out to Larson. Larson to Wilson. Wilson passes to Larson. Larson taking his time here. T-Jacks trying to work a good shot. Larson. And looks like there was a moving screen there called. So, Sandpoint will take possession. Number 34, Jeremy McLaughlin trying to set a screen there for his team, but going to be called for the foul there. So, Eagles will take possession. And that foul from King Cove is going to put Sandpoint in the bonus. So any more fouls called on the ground now are going to result in two free throws at the line for Sandpoint. So a little confusion there by the scorekeepers. They're going to run it back here. Sandpoint has the ball, though. We are back in the game. So Gunderson with the ball up top for Sandpoint. He's driving inside. He's got Rowdy Tripp down low, wide open. Sandpoint tying this game up, 46-46. King Cove with the ball. Dribbling to the right. Larson has the ball for King Cove. Larson driving inside. Looking for Michael Gould outside. Back to Larson. Larson to Iapana. Back out to Wilson. Wilson to Larson. Three-point attempt from him. No good. Rebounded by Iapana, though. Iapana to Wilson. Wilson to Gould. Gould has the ball now. Taking his time. Looking for a screen. Pull up three. No good. Rebounded by Jeremy McLaughlin of the Eagles. He's going to pass to Rowdy Tripp. 30 seconds left. And the third quarter score is 46-46. Tie ball game. And ball is swinging around the perimeter. Gunderson driving inside, back out to Viscocho to Tripp. Tripp's looking for his man in the corner, but deflected by Larson. It's going to remain a Sandpoint Eagles ball. 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Sandpoint trying to get another shot here before the end. Tripp calling for Gunderson. Gunderson's got the ball. Gunderson, he's got Viscocho in the corner. Viscocho's got it. Viscocho having a night tonight. Able to get that last shot off and give Sandpoint a three-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. Wow. Viscocho has been the man for Sandpoint tonight. He is on fire. Look at our scoring report right now. Vizcocho with that three-pointer, putting him over the 20-point mark. Him and Rowdy Tripp scoring, both holding the top scoring positions for Sandpoint, each with 20 points. Vizcocho, though, 6 three-pointers from him. A very impressive night shooting on his end. King Cove, however, high scorer number 4, Michael Gould. No surprise there. He's got 18. And Brennan Larson, 15, with 14 points. Sandpoint with the three-point lead, 49-46, heading into the fourth quarter. This is going to be the last 8 minutes of basketball for one of these teams. Winner will head to the state tournament. So far, what a close game we've had. Incredible play on both sides of the ball. King Cove is going to start with possession here. Brennan Larson, number 15 for King Cove, inbounding the ball. He's looking for Michael Gould. Gould has got it. Dribbling the ball up the court. King Cove taking their time on this possession, trying to get a good shot. Larson driving inside, looking for something, and he's going to be fouled on the ground. So it's going to be a King Cove ball. Foul was called on number 42, Peter Kalugin. That's Kalugin's second foul. So King Cove with their ball under their own hoop. Larson looking for a man. And a little bit of confusion there. Number 3, Wilson, got the inbound, but thought his teammate had touched it. He got it behind the half-court mark, so didn't think it was a live ball. He's going to be called for a travel. So turnover there, Sandpoint ball, 49-46. Gunderson's got Kalugin down low. Kalugin loses the ball, but McGlashan will recover. McGlashan to Vizcocho. Vizcocho looking for Rowdy Tripp in the corner, but it's deflected by King Cove. Going to be a Sandpoint ball. Tripp pass to Gunderson. Gunderson has the ball behind the back pass to Vizcocho. A three-pointer from Vizcocho. No good. Tripp with the rebound now. And Tripp went for a little jump shot there. Contested shot. Not able to get it. King Cove gets the rebound. 49-46. Sandpoint with the lead. King Cove passing the ball around. Michael Gould has the ball. Over to Larson. Larson over to Riley Wilson. Wilson, three-point attempt. No good. Big man Thompson gets the rebound, passes it back. Michael Gould has the ball. Gould dribbling right. He's got a screen from Iapana. Bad pass there. It's going to be deflected, but recovered by the T-Jacks. Gould driving right. Jump shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by the T-Jacks. Larson, three-point attempt. No good. That one's going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint ball. 49-46, 6 minutes and 40 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. A close game so far, and Sandpoint has the ball right now. Vizcocho passes to the right. Gunderson for number 1. McGlashan back to Vizcocho, looking for Tripp in the corner. Tripp out to Vizcocho to Gunderson. Gunderson to Kalugin in the corner. And Kalugin is fouled on the ground there. That foul is going to be called on number 1, Logan Iapana, a blocking foul. That's his third foul of the night. Tripp inbounding for the Eagles. He's going to pass to Gunderson in the corner. And Gunderson, bad pass there. It's going to go over the half-court mark. Jeremy McGlashan recovers, but it's going to be an over-and-back call. Substitution here for the T-Jacks, number 34, Robert Thompson coming out, number 13, Taylor Gould coming in. And Kinko ball at half court. Brennan Larson inbounding for the T-Jacks. And we've got a sub for Sandpoint as well. Number 3, Capo Kamenga coming in for number 1, Jeremy McGlashan. So 15, Larson inbounding for the T-Jacks. He's going to pass to Michael Gould. Gould has the ball, handoff to Larson. Larson driving inside, looking for 2 points. He's got it. 49-48, 1 point game. Sandpoint has the lead. Vizcocho dribbles up the court for the Eagles. Pass to Gunderson. Gunderson across the court. back to Gunderson. Gunderson driving inside. Out to Viscocho. Three-pointer from Viscocho. No good. Rebounded by Kalugin for the Eagles. Gunderson, three-point attempt. No good. And that one goes out of bounds. So Kinkove takes possession. 49-48. Kinkove down 1 point here. Kinkove dribbling to the right. Michael Gould, pull-up jump shot is good. Wow, that was an impressive move. Fadeaway jump shot by Michael Gould to give Kinkove the lead, 49-50. Sandpoint with the ball. They're passing around the perimeter. Pass to the right. Viscocho has the ball. Cross-court pass to Gunderson. Gunderson, Kamangana, over to Viscocho. Viscocho to Tripp. Viscocho, Kalugin in the corner, Tripp, three-pointer from the corner, no good, rebounded by Sailor Gould. Gould passes to Michael Gould. Michael Gould, number four, dribbling up the court for the T-Jacks. They have a one-point lead, score is 49-50. Kinko passing around. Brennan Larson dribbling inside Sailor Gould, three-point attempt, no good, rebounded by Rowdy Tripp. Sandpoint ball. Kinkove on defense now. And stolen by Riley Wilson, number three of Kinkove. Ball's going the other way. Michael Gould has the ball, dribbling up the right side of the court. Deep three-pointer. No good. Michael Gould pulled up there. Looks like he was feeling it, but couldn't convert. So still 49-50. Kinkove with a one-point lead. And Coach Brandon Smith of the Eagles is going to call a timeout. So 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. It's a one-point game. I think this game might be coming down to the wire, guys. We have another nail-biter on our hands here. Both teams in the huddle talking it over. So far, some players are emerging as top performers. On the Kinkove side of the ball, Michael Gould with 20 points. Brennan Larson with 16. Viscocho having a night, he's got 6 threes, he's got 20. And then, of course, number 23, Rowdy Tripp with 20 as well. Our only other score for Sandpoint, number 0, Tyler Gunderson with 0. Both teams are coming out of the huddle right now. Sandpoint will have possession. Viscocho has the ball for the Eagles. He's going to pass across the court to Kamangana. Kamangana to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Viscocho. Viscocho to Gunderson. Gunderson down low to Kalugin. Kalugin's got pressure. He's passing it back out. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Gunderson's got it. Driving inside Kalugin. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound by Michael Gould. So Michael Gould has the ball. Dribbling it up the court for the T-Jacks. Taking his time. Deep three-pointer from him. No good. Rebound by Rowdy Tripp. And he is fouled while going up for that rebound. That foul is going to be on number 34. Robert Thompson. So Eagles ball coming the other way. And looks like there's going to be an official timeout here. A little bit of sweat on the court. So officials are going to wipe that up. Make sure we don't have a hazard on the court. 49-50. Kinkove leading this game by 1 point. Viscocho's got Tripp in the corner. Kalugin at the top of the key. He's going to pass it out. Gunderson has the ball. Stolen by Iapana. And Iapana fouled by Rowdy Tripp, who is swiping at the ball but missed and is going to hit Iapana there. So that's Rowdy Tripp's first foul of the night. Kinkove ball coming the other way. Larson has the ball, dribbling up the court for the T-Jacks. Score is still 49-50. Kinkove with a one-point lead. Michael Gould has the ball, dribbling to the right. Gould looks for Larson. Larson wide open on the three-point line. No good. Iapana gets the rebound. Looking for Michael Gould, but deflected out of bounds by number 0, Gunderson. Drought. So, looks like our scorekeeper here just said that there's been a 5-minute scoring drought for Sandpoint, so they desperately need some points. It's going to be a Kinkove ball, though. Riley Wilson, number 3, has the ball passing to Gould. Gould to Larson. Larson on the outside of the perimeter, dribbling, looking for something. He's going to hand it off to Gould. Gould Looking, going right. Gould dumps to Big Man Thompson. No good. Thompson misses that shot. Rowdy trip from Sam Point, got that rebound and was fouled by number 34, Thompson, while going for that rebound. So Thompson with his fourth foul of the night, something to be looking for. He's in some serious foul trouble right now. One more from him and he'll be sitting down. So Sam Point with the ball, 49 to 50. They need one to tie this game up. Kalugin down low, wide open. Peter Kalugin, a nice find by Rowdy Tripp there to give the Eagles the lead, 51 to 50. King Cove desperately needing some points here. Michael Gould throws a bad pass stolen by Rowdy Tripp, and Coach Brandon Smith is going to call a timeout for the Eagles. Rowdy Tripp with some excellent defensive play there, getting a steal and another possession for the Eagles. They are currently up one, so score is 51 to 50. 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter. This one's coming down to the wire. So far as scoring goes, not much has changed since our last update, but Peter Kalugin ended that 5 minute scoring drought for Sam Point, and he's going to have, looks like, 4 points on the night for him. So Kalugin has been a pretty key part of their offense all season. Kalugin with some good averages this year. He had about a 10.5 points per game average this season. Both teams are going to take the court. Sam Point taking the ball out under the King Cove basket. They're going to bring it up the court. Number 4, Vizcocho, guard for the Eagles with the ball. He's going to pass left to Tripp. Tripp has the ball, surveying the court, looking for an opening. Back to Vizcocho on the right side, to Gunderson in the middle. Gunderson back to Vizcocho. A 3-point from him is no good. Kalugin's got the rebound, though. Peter Kalugin with a little up and under put back rebound basket there, 53 to 50. Sam Point with a 3-point lead. 1 minute and 40 seconds left in this game. Larson with the ball. He's going to pass to Wilson. Wilson has it up top. Wilson to Gould. Gould pull up 3-pointer. No good. Sam Point gets the rebound. Strip bringing it the other way. Looking for a fast break bucket. Can't get it. And number 1, Jeremy McGlashan with an over-the-back call there. He's got 4 fouls. So McGlashan in some foul trouble here. Definitely a player to be watching. King Cove has the ball, 53 to 50. King Cove needs 3 to tie this ball game up. Robert Thompson has it up top. He's looking for a man, 15, Larson. 1 minute and 15 seconds remain, 53 to 50. Michael Gould with the ball at the top of the perimeter. He's looking for an opening. Dribbling left. Double teamed. Larson has the ball on the left side. Larson dribbling left. 3-pointer attempt from him is good. Brennan Larson tying the game up for the King Cove T-Jacks. 53 to 53. 50 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Rowdy Tripp has the ball. Passes to Vizcocho. Eagles are going to take this one slow, try and get a good shot here. Rowdy Tripp over to Gunderson. Gunderson out to Vizcocho. 36 seconds remain. Rowdy Tripp over to Gunderson. Gunderson driving inside. Gunderson with a bad pass, looking for Vizcocho, but he's going to throw that ball out of bounds. King Cove takes possession with 28 seconds remaining, and Coach Ricky De La Cruz is going to call a timeout here. Try and draw something up with the T-Jacks. So tie ball game, 53 to 53, 28 seconds remain. This game is coming down to the wire, guys. Ricky De La Cruz talking it over with the T-Jacks as they will have the ball after the timeout here. Trying to come up with a play. Coach Brandon Smith for the Eagles also talking it over with his guys. Remember, winner of this game will advance to the state tournament taking place in Anchorage 2 weeks from now. The loser is going home. So this could be the last 30 seconds of one of these teams' season right here. Both teams are back on the court. Number 15, Brennan Larson, inbounding for the T-Jacks. 28 seconds left on the clock. Larson has the ball. Going right, he's going to pass to Thompson. And Thompson is fouled. Looks like it was a reaching foul there. That one's going to be called on Peter Kalugin. He's got three fouls. So Kinko taking the ball out under the sim, under their own basket. Larson inbound pass to Wilson. 19 seconds left. Gould has the ball. Back to Larson. Larson to Gould. Back to Larson. Back to Gould. They're going to just try and pass the ball, run the clock out, and get the last second shot here. Larson driving inside. He's up. He's got it. Larson with the ball. And Coach Brandon Smith calling a timeout there at the last second. Looks like Smith was calling for a timeout, but there is a little bit of runoff on the clock. We'll see if the officials reset that. Right now, we have 1.6 seconds on the clock. Score is 53-55. Brennan Larson with a very clutch layup there to give King Cove the 2-point lead. And it looks like they just added some more time to the clock. So 1 second added to the clock. There is 2.2 seconds left on the clock. Standpoint has the ball. King Cove needing a big stock here, and Standpoint needing at least two to take this game to overtime. So Standpoint is going to take the ball out on the King Cove side of the court. Substitution here for Standpoint, number three, coming in for Standpoint. Number 23, Rowdy Tripp will inbound for the Eagles. Tripp is looking. He's got Viscocho. And Viscocho is going to get the inbound. They're going to call another timeout so they can get the ball here at half court. So 1.6 seconds left on the clock. Looks like there's a discrepancy here with the score table. They got it worked out there. A little confusion on the length of the timeout. Coach Brandon Smith's going to call a full timeout. He's got his clipboard out, drawing something up for the Eagles here. We'll see what he comes up with. Score is 53-55. King Cove leading this 1-by-2. A clutch contested layup by Brennan Larson to give the T-Jacks the lead here. And Standpoint with only 2 seconds to work some magic to stay in this game. King Cove breaking the huddle. Their team taking the court. So King Cove will be on defense here with 2 seconds remaining. Coach Brandon Smith still talking it over with his team. We've got 1.7 seconds left in this fourth quarter. King Cove with a 2-point lead. Ryu Viscocho going to be inbounding the ball for Standpoint here. Pass it to Tripp. Tripp goes up. 3-pointer. No good. Rowdy Tripp had a chance there to win the game, and he missed the shot. King Cove is going to win this game. Score is 53-55. King Cove narrowly winning this game. And the T-Jacks have their ticket punched to the 1A state championship tournament taking place in Anchorage. Wow. What a game, guys. Let's look at our scoring report here for the end of the game. Top scorers on the Standpoint side of the ball. Number 4, Ryu Viscocho with 20. Rowdy Tripp, number 23, with 20 as well. Tyler Gunderson, 0 with 5 points. And Peter Kalugin, 42, with 6 points. On the King Cove side of the ball, Michael Gould, number 4 with 20. Brennan Larson, number 15 with 21. Robert Thompson, 34 with 9 points. And looks like those were the only scores for King Cove this game. Thank you, everybody. That's the end of our regional tournament.
Yeah, great fun. Another nail-biter, one after the other. I'll just turn the radio on where it is right now, and have a great day, folks. Sorry for the technical issues. I wish they were all on my end so I could clean them up real quick, but it didn't happen that way. So, folks, have a beautiful day in paradise.
I made a shambles of a love that was ordained by God above. I broke your heart and now I pay with memories night and day. Odds and ends, bits and pieces of an old love affair. Old love letters and some flowers that you wore in your hair. Odds and ends, bits and pieces of those happy bygone years. Odds and ends that keep tugging at my tears. Odds and ends that keep tugging at my tears.
To someone new you're about to go, but after the charm has passed, you'll come back because I know the new wears off too fast. You're like a kid with a brand new toy, but the luster just won't last. Your latest love is a passing joy, cause the new wears off too fast. You find a fascination in loving someone new. They draw you like a magnet, and then you say we're through. The love you thought was pure as gold was just as cheap as brass. I knew his love would soon grow old, cause the new wears off too fast. Say you found another one who's really in your class, but you'll find he's not your kind, cause the new wears off too fast. All that glitters is not gold, gems alone don't flash. Your one-time fling is a passing thing, cause the new wears off too fast. You find a fascination in loving someone new. They draw you like a magnet, and then you say we're through. The love you thought was pure as gold was just as cheap as brass. I knew his love would soon grow old, cause the new wears off too fast.
Discussing our ups and our downs. and I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. I poured out my feelings while you poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. If I seem a wee bit uneasy, and you really size me up right, there's somebody home still up waiting. She's probably been waiting up all night. And I can't say I've found any answers, but you listen while I rattle on. And you been a beautiful lady, and you kept me from being alone. And I've had a beautiful time holding your body next to mine. You poured out the feelings and I poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. We poured out our feelings and then we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. You poured out your feelings while we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time.
Ever since the day that time began, there's been this thing between a woman and a man. Well, I don't know, but I do believe that started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Samson and Delilah had their fling till she cut his hair and clipped his wing. It don't matter how the story's told, love stays young and can't go.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been.
Pretty good scene, till she said, "Bonnie boy, we're through." And that's when he met his Waterloo. Julie, baby, and Romeo fell in love and stole the show. I know they are history, but there ain't been nothing like you and me.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of. Let me.
She was a beauty queen, the prettiest thing that you ever have seen. Solomon, he was mighty wise, but Sheba, she done caught his eye. The world would be in a dreadful fix if it wasn't for the love between cats and chicks. This world wouldn't amount to much without a hug, a kiss, and a tender touch. And
let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been. We've all been dreaming of. Let me
on. She don't smoke no cigarettes. She's never tasted liquor. And she ain't been loved on yet. Sweet Magnolia, I wanna hold you. My sweet Magnolia. Last night while she was at the prom meeting, well, I siphoned all her gas.
Two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. Now, I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out of Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. Been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, William Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Thank you. take proves I made a big mistake. Darling, show me the way back to your heart. And those new lips I kiss, tell me of the thrills I miss. Darling, show me the way back to your heart. I walked right out of heaven the day I left your arms. So please forgive a fool who's longing for your loving charms. What was I thinking of? I'm so lost without your love. Darling, show me the way back to your heart. Since I left your side, darling, show me the way back to your heart. What can I say or do that will prove I still love you? Darling, show me the way back to your heart. Why did I ever wander so far from your caress? 'Cause in your arms, my darling, I had so much happiness. Oh, I know I've been wrong. Take me back where I belong. Darling, show me the way back to your heart.
She's a broken lady waiting to be mended like a potter would mend a broken vase. A broken lady waiting to be mended and have what's left of the pieces put back in place.
Around a man she would have died for, taking care to take care of all he needed. But the lady's fortress slowly turned into a prison, and the warning signs he gave she never heeded. She vowed every morning that what God joined together, no one else in the world could put apart. Then the walls came tumbling to the ground, and her